Good morning. Welcome to Calvary Chapel, West Wichita, online. Just want to let you guys know that we have been watching the news a lot. We're paying attention to everything regarding the opening up of the state and workplaces and businesses. And so we're keeping an eye on that. First and foremost, what's on our hearts is that the members of our church are safe and secure, and we want to make sure that we're doing that. So we're going to listen to any recommendations and all recommendations. We're going to be praying without ceasing before anything, any decisions are made on that. We will give Caesar what is due to Caesar, and we'll abide by any rules that the city or state sets forth. Until then, we're just going to continue to serve the community as we always have. And that begins with the downtown outreach this afternoon. First of all, I just want to thank everybody that was here yesterday and helped us to pack up sack lunches for everybody. We've got about 100 sack lunches, ham sandwiches. We've got chips that we're passing out, Rice Krispie treats that we're giving to everybody, bottled water that we're going to give to everybody. Believe it or not, we've spoke with the city, and they're okay with us drawing a crowd down there. So the Lord is definitely getting involved in that. So we just want to thank everybody that's been a part of that. And I want to make sure that you understand this, that if you're a member of Calvary Chapel, West Wichita, you know, whether you were helping packing in the lunches yesterday, or you went out and picked up groceries for us, whether you are packing up cases of water and bringing it down to the church, whether you're supporting us financially in the church, we want you to know that you are a part of this outreach. We're going to have a crew down there this afternoon. It's going to be a small crew. We don't want to interfere with anything, so we're going to have a small crew down there. But believe me, your presence and participation, whether you're there or not, is felt by those people down there. They're no different than the rest of us, and so they really appreciate it. They tell us that they really appreciate that. Last month, they told us, they said, we knew you guys would be here. And so that's just the commitment from you guys that we get. So know that you are a part of this, whether you're there or not. They're going through the same kind of rough time that we're going through. So, and if you think about that, just hearing this message, you know, we are all going through a rough time right now. It's difficult for everybody. So if you would this morning, I'd like for you to just open up your Bibles. We are going to be in the book of James. We're going to continue. This is an encouraging message as I've been looking through this and going through this. It's how to get through what you're going through. The title of the message is, I just want to say it again, how to get through what you're going through. Because we're all going through some stuff right now. James, I want to give you a little idea of what's going on as you find your way there. James, it's a small book. It's in the towards the end of the New Testament. It's a great book to look at. It's an encouraging book. It's a life, you know, when life isn't very encouraging, this is a good book to read through. It's encouraging. It's a great book to study, especially when life isn't going so good as it is right now. We're having some difficult times. And it's a classic book, yet it's so relevant for us today, especially with the COVID-19 going on and everything. It's just relevant for us today. But it's a great book to help you get through what you're going through. And I want you to be sure you understand this and listen to me. I don't want you to misunderstand any of this here. James, it's not just a book for such a time as this, as when we have something major that's going on right now. James, this is a book for all the crises in your life, for the ones that you've been through in your life, for the ones that you're going through right now, and the ones that you're going to go through. It's for all the problems that's going on in your life, no matter how big or small. It's how to deal with them. Every person that's hearing this today, this book is for them. This message is for you. Every person hearing this, we've already had to deal with stuff in life. We've been through life. We understand it. It can be a challenge at times. And you're going to have more challenging times in the future. It's guaranteed. The Bible tells us that. The book of James is given to us today by God as we look at this and read this to help us get through what you're going through today. So I just want to share a little bit with you what we've got coming up. Chapter 2, the book of James, it talks about relationships, you know, getting along with one another. Chapter 3, it talks about conversations, how to use our words constructively instead of destructively. Chapter 4, it's going to be dealing with conflict. We all have that, dealing with conflict. And now, especially even though we're isolated, sometimes we're isolated within in our own selves. And so we have a lot of conflict going on there. And then chapter 5 is money management. You know, that's going to be a real important one for us, going, for many of us that's going through this. But this morning, what I want to focus on and focus on first is the first 6 verses in the book of James. So if you would, just open up your Bible to the first 6 verses, James chapter 1. Here's what the Bible says about getting through what you're going through. James 1:1. And it says, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered among the nations, he says, greetings. And before I read any more, before we get any farther in on this, I just want to pause here for just a little bit and kind of talk to you a little bit about this. I want to tell you where this book is coming from, what's going on. This James that we're talking about, in case you don't know it, this is the half-brother of Jesus. This is Joseph and Mary's son. Jesus, the Son of God, by the Holy Spirit, through Mary. And James is the biological son, the little brother of Joseph and Mary. And so here's what's important about this that we want to make sure that we understand here is, before all of this, James, he was a little bit of a skeptic. In the beginning, he really wasn't a believer that Jesus was who he said he was. From James's point of view, this is my big brother. This is not the Son of God. This is not the Savior. This is not the Messiah, even though James may think he acts like it sometimes. But he's just a little brother. But then what happens is the resurrection. And you know, we just talked about that. The resurrection, it changes everything. And so now what I want to look at here is James. Look what he does here. The first thing that James does when he writes this, he comes out and he says, James, a servant of God and the Lord Jesus. So he's talking about his big brother. But he's talking about a servant, being a servant of Jesus. And so he moves right in. He just puts it right out there, who God is, who Jesus is. And he puts it right out there. And he says there, you know, for the purpose of your pain in your life, he just moves right into it. And he says in verse 2, he says, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds. Because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance, and perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. And if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. It says, but when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. So he says in there, when you face trials in your life, consider it pure joy. And, you know, he's not trying to be, he's saying don't be resentful. Count it as your blessing when you have trials. And when I first read that and first thought about this, I'm like, are you kidding me? Is that what you're really telling me? In some of the hardest times in our life, that's what we're supposed to be doing, count up pure joy. When half the world right now is going and suffering and affected by COVID-19, when half of the other half is locked in the basement and they're just afraid to come out and they're afraid to get sick, and the rest of everybody, if there is a rest of everybody, if the rest of everybody, they're working harder than anybody. They're working their jobs. They're working 40 or 50 or 60 hours a week, and they're out there right in the middle of this war zone. And the Bible's telling us, count it pure joy. How can that be? Count it pure joy. So let me help you out with just a little bit in here. Let me help you so that you understand it and get the key word here. Sharpen up your pencil, get your highlighter out, whatever it might take. And I want you to underline this word, highlight it, circle it, whatever you need to do. And it's in verse 3. And he says, because you know. He says in here, because you know. That's the key word in all of this. He says, you know. It's like you understand now. The key word in getting through COVID-19, which we are going to get through. The key word to surviving these next few months, or possibly even years. The key to every crisis that you've been in, that you may be in right now, that you're going through. The key word to all of that is that you know. You understand. You're going to go through this in the future. This is part of life. And I want you to understand these four milestones that you're going to encounter in this, in your life. There's four milestones in every crisis, in every problem, in every bad situation that we run into. And we're going to have these four biblical milestones that we're going to come up against. And you're going to know them. And if you don't know them after today, you will know them. But James tells us, and he says, I want you to know these things. He says, I want you to understand these things, because things were having a difficult time then. Things were hard for them too at this time. And he says, I want you to understand this. And I think that's why these are important in here. So you might want to write these down so that you can refer to them later. You might want to put a magnet and put them up on the refrigerator. But he says, you know these things. You know these milestones. And the first one is, problems are inevitable. Problems are inevitable. And I know that's not very deep and that's not very fancy or anything like that, but problems are inevitable. And look how it says in James. Look when he says that. He says, when you face trials. He didn't say, if you face trials. He didn't say, there might be a possibility that you're going to have some issues come up during your life. There might be a possibility. He didn't say, in the unfortunate circumstance that something happens. James writes in here, and we read in the Bible, and it says, when trials are coming. And remember, this is not in heaven right now. We are not in heaven. And we shouldn't be surprised about this. You know, we're not in heaven. We shouldn't be surprised that there's trials. You know, the world is broken. That's why we pray, you know, on earth as it is in heaven. That's why we pray like that. On earth, it's we have problems. There's going to be issues going on. You're going to have difficulties in your life. That's just what life is here. You're going to have crises in your life. That's what's going to happen in your life. We know this. And that's why the Bible's telling us. That's why James is telling us this. He said, this we know. Jesus tells us, in the world, you're going to have trials and tribulations. It's going to be challenging at times, you know. Peter says, you know, don't be surprised when you go through these fiery trials, when it seems like the darts of the enemies are coming against you. You know, don't be surprised about these things. Everybody has trials. Life is difficult at times. Life is wonderful at times, but it can also be difficult at times. Bad things happen to good people. We know that. We see that. We read about it in the news. We understand that. Nobody's exempt. We're all out there. We're all open to it. You're going to have problems. The Bible tells us, and it's inevitable. You know, you don't get to choose your problems either. You can't schedule them at a more convenient time. The Bible tells us in essence, this is now you know, now you understand this, now you see it. It's going to be a challenge at times. It's inevitable. But I do have good news about it. To help you get through these, you know, everything that you're going through right now to get through it, I do have some good news about it, which is milestone number two. And the second thing that the Bible says about problems, about crisis, about issues, the second thing it says is problems are variable. Problems are variable. They're inevitable and they're variable. So watch this. Watch about what the Bible says about this. It says, when you face trials of many kinds. And you might want to circle that, many kinds, because we're going to get into that just a little bit. Circle that, many kinds. And it doesn't mean, you know, it's not talking about we're all going to have the same problems and it's always going to be spiritual and it's always going to be this way or it's always going to be that way. It says that when you have the run into these trials of many kinds, what that means, as simple as it is, they're not all the same. They're not the same for you. They're not the same for me. Something that I can go through is different than something that you're going through. They're not all the same. It's not the same problem over and over and over until we get it right. They're different all the times. We have different problems. They're different shapes and different sizes. And they don't all look the same. Some of us have financial problems. Some of us are having financial problems. Some of us have relational problems. Some of us are going to have health problems. Some of us are going to have physical problems. There's going to be problems with time. Some of us are not going to have enough time. We have too little time. And listen to this, because this is kind of good too. There are differences in intensities too. What the Bible says in the Greek word that is kind of give us the picture of what it's supposed to look like, it's like they're multicolored trials and crisis and everything. That's what it's talking about. They're just so different, you know. And God allows those into your life. He may bring them. You may cause them, but God allows those into your life and uses them, listen to this, to grow you. God allows them into your life and uses them to grow you. Some of them that you caused, he's going to help you to grow from that. Some that you might consider minor, he's going to help you to grow from that. And he's going to help you because you've matured. And now once you've been through this problem, you've matured in this problem or that problem, whatever it might be. And then when down the road later, it's going to be easier for you to go through this problem or you're going to help somebody else through this problem. So what the Bible is telling us today is that they want you to know, that they want you to understand this, that it's not because you were bad. It's not why has this happened to me? Is these things just happen? These problems happen. And it wants you to know that. It wants you to understand that. And so when you do that, you can trust him more. And then when you trust him more, these problems that arise, these multicolored, inevitable problems that arise, they weaken with intensity. Because we've been down that road and we've trusted him in it and we see what happens. We've come out the other side. And problems vary in sizes, too. They vary in sizes, they vary in intensity, they vary in longevity. And it's different for each one of us. It's how long they last. I read a quote a while back, and it says, into every life, a little rain must fall. But this is ridiculous. And I think kind of there's a lot of us that's feeling that way about this virus and everything that's coming on us right now. It's like, okay, that's enough. This is a little ridiculous right here. But trials, they're inevitable. Doesn't matter if you're the president. Doesn't matter if you're the king and queen. It doesn't matter if you're living on the streets in Wichita, Kansas. Trials are inevitable. Trials are variable. And the Bible tells us that trials are unpredictable. Trials are unpredictable. James writes there, he says, count it all joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials. He says, just whenever it is. He doesn't know when they're going to come. I mean, no problem ever comes when you need it, does it? You know, it just crowds itself into your life. It's like you got something going on and everything, and then it's like, really? Now, that's when I'm going to get a pimple on the middle of my forehead right before the prom? That's when I'm going to gain weight right before my wedding day? That's when I'm going to have my flat tire on my first day of the job. Really? Is that what's going to happen to me right now? Are you kidding me? And so here's what the Bible wants us to do. It wants us to know this. It wants us to be able to understand this. But regarding these life crises and small problems and issues and whatever's going on in our life, that for one, we need to know they're inevitable. It's going to happen. They're going to come. And as we talked about, this too shall pass. They're going to come and they're going to go. They're inevitable and they're variable. They're multicolored. They're different. Some of us affect each other different ways. They're different forms and shapes. They're unpredictable. You don't know when they're going to come. They're definitely going to come at the most inopportune time. You can bet on that. And the milestone number four is problems are purposeful. Think about that a little bit. Write that down too. This one's a good one. Problems are purposeful. God has a purpose for everything. He may not have brought it into your life, but he can make something out of it in your life. Romans 8:28 tells us that God can bring good even out of the worst crisis that you're going through. So remember that problems are purposeful. The Bible wants us to know that. They are purposeful in our life. You know, God doesn't cause every problem. He doesn't cause all these problems in our life. In fact, most of the problems we cause ourselves. We bring them on ourselves. And people say, you know, why do people get sick? You know, why, if God was such a loving God, why do people get sick? Well, one of the reasons is we don't do what God tells us to do. You know, we don't eat the food that God tells us to eat. We don't get the rest that God tells us to get. We don't get the exercise that we're supposed to get. If we didn't allow these negative emotions to sneak into our heads and dictate our lives, and if we would believe what God says about us and what he wants for us, if we would obey God when he shows us when we're supposed to obey him, we wouldn't have half the problems that we have in the world right now today. There's a study that says 80% of the health problems, just the health problems in the United States, are caused by chronic lifestyle, not by poison, not by bad air, not by anything like that, but it's by chronic lifestyle. It's just too much food, too much alcohol, too much work, too much destructive lifestyles, too much of burning the candle at both ends. That's why we're so unhealthy. But there's one thing that we can kind of come full circle with this right now. Is this is what the Bible is telling us today. And here's the good news for us today. Here's what, for all believers across the whole world, here's what's good for us today. And it says that in verse 1. It says, because you know. Because we know this, because we've just read this, because we understand it, problems can be productive. I know that's a hard pill to swallow, but problems can be productive. Let's read James 1:1. Let's start there again. It says, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered among the nations, greetings. He says, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance, and perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Listen to that. It says, the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Problems can be productive. That doesn't mean they're going to be fun. Doesn't mean they're going to be exciting, but they can be productive. It says, the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance develops character. So let me explain it this way, and then we're going to close here. God never wastes a pain. Let me say that again. God never wastes a pain. And many of you, you're in pain right now. You're having some difficult times, some hard days going through there. Some of you have been in pain for months and weeks. some maybe even years. But God can take your pain. He can use that pain and it can be productive in your life. And the Bible shows us three ways. And if you would, please write these down. But the Bible shows us when we go through trials, when we go through tribulations, when we go through these crises in our lives, it can help us and it can be productive in three ways. And number one, it says it tests your faith. It tests your faith. Faith is like a muscle. It needs to be used. It needs to be stretched. I mean, sometimes when we use it, it is painful and it's scary, but faith needs to be something that you use over and over. The more you use it, the more it strengthens it. And the more that you can see it, the more that you're aware of it, the more that you understand it, the more that you see how it works. And we strengthen our faith by pushing it to the limits. By pushing and trusting in somebody else, by trusting in God and not trusting in our own understanding. And the Bible tells us so that we know now, we know trials as we go through these trials. They can be challenging and they can be difficult and they can be all of those things. But we know, we understand that God uses those to strengthen our faith, to make us stronger in our faith. So it tests your faith. And number two, problems in our life, crisis that we go through, it develops endurance. Problems develop endurance in our lives. And it's literally what it's saying there, it's the ability to withstand pressure, to be able to stand up under pressure, to be able to weather the storm, you know, to be able to withstand the wiles of the devil, that we would be able to, you know, the Bible tells us, and Paul says in Ephesians, I believe, he says, lean into it, lean into the storm. And it develops endurance in us. Because occasionally we get knocked down and we have to get back up. We need that strength to get back up. We need that endurance. And occasionally you get knocked down again and then we need to be able to get back up. And it gives us strength to be able to do that, to rise up and to come back again and come back to the next trial. So problems develop endurance in our life. And the third way that it works in our life, problems are productive. And James tells us in there, they're productive to mature your character. Problems work in our life. God uses our pain to mature our character, to help us to grow in faith. Look what it says in verse 4. It says, perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking in anything. Can I just read that again? Yeah. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking in anything. Here's the good news about problems and crisis. God, the creators of the heaven, the earth, and the sea, and the fish, and all of that, and everything that we see, and yes, even you and I, he's still working on you and I. He's still working on me. He's still working on you. And the Bible tells us, and we just read it, this is through these trials, through these issues, through these crises that we're going through in our life, big or small, multicolored, length, whatever it might be, through all of these things, he's using these trials to finish his work in us, to complete what he started in us, so that you would be mature, so that you would be complete, so that you would be fulfilled and not lacking anything. It's from your pain and your problems that God does that. It's from your pain and your problems, and from the pain of Christ on the cross, that we will all meet together in victory. Let's pray. Lord, we do come before you right now. We pray, Lord, through this virus, through this sickness, through sin in our life, Lord, that you would watch over us, that you would protect us. We pray, Lord, that all of these things that we go through, that you would strengthen us, that you would raise us up, that you would grow us in faith, Lord. that we would learn to be more like your son, Jesus, and less like ourselves. And in Jesus' holy and precious name we pray. Amen.